Hi, welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to give you a really, really good little technique that you can use if you would like to sing or speak more smoothly. Okay, it's a very simple principle, and I learned this from a singing instructor a few years ago. Of course, it's something I'm aware of before, but I hadn't really considered it so much until I learned it from someone who'd picked it up with me. Now, if you consider that there's three possible ways that you can send air. We've talked before on this channel about ways in which you can send air for different accents, so you place the air in different parts of your mouth or your nose in order to get different sounds and create different tones. But this is a way that how when you first start to speak and allow words to flow will make it sound smoother or harder. So what we're gonna do, this is something that's called vocal onset. And onset is basically the beginning of your speech or the beginning of words or sentences. So my natural accent, for example, is from East London. And I'm not sure if you notice it, it's much smoother these days than it used to be. But the way I used to speak was a lot more like that. So stop and starting, as you can see, it's quite hard and barky. And it sounds a bit like a younger Michael Caine, because I guess he's from not too far from where I'm from. So what that is, what makes that stop and start sound is what's called a glottal stop. Now the glottal is the muscle at the back of the throat here that stops air. It's the muscle that allows you to either breathe or swallow. It's the one that kind of switches over. And what happens is when you swallow, the glottal closes in order to allow the food to go down. And it kind of gets used in sort of varying different ways when you speak. So ideally when the vocal folds come together and start to create the vibration sounds, the glottal, which is just above that, can stop and start the flow of air by not letting it through. So if you close the glottal, no air can get out. But when you open it, so you can start and stop the air coming through quickly from above the vocal folds. And another way people speak is to be very breathy. So they kind of allow the air, they don't have the glottal completely open, and they let the air out before they bring the folds together like this. Hey, oh. So there's two ways. One of them is really breathy and a bit too kind of drawn out, and it sounds a little bit, it can make it a bit raspy, and it's kind of not dedicating a decent start to a word or a sound. And the glottal is a bit hard and barky and can be a bit too punchy. So in order to make this the smoothest transition there is for each word or sentence or continually in the way you speak or sing, you want to find the balance of bringing the vocal folds together at the same time as the air is passing through. So there's just enough of one and just enough of the other in order for words to just begin at the time the vocal folds come together. Not too stop and starty, and not too breathy either. So here's what we're gonna do. In order to do that, we're gonna look at the vowel sounds, because the vowel sounds are open, big, rich sounds. So if we look at A, E, I, O, and U, and we try it first by releasing lots of air first. So it's almost like we put a H in front of the sound. So what we're gonna do is, hey, he, hi, ho, who. Try that for yourself. Try it again with me. Hey, he, hi, ho, who. Now this takes a lot of air, and it actually lets a lot of air pass through, so you can't really get too far with it, and it's a bit exhausting, and it doesn't sound quite right, does it? It sounds just a little bit too put on and like you're out of breath. The next way we're going to do this is by having the glottal stop. So making the we're going to have a E, I, O, U. Don't push it too hard. We don't want it to bang together, but we just want to have the vocal folds coming together as the air gets let through from the glottal. So it's like A, E, I, O, U. So try it with me. A-E-I-O-U. All right? So next, we're going to try now find somewhere in the middle of the two. Somewhere between hey and a. And what that is the perfect onset for a smooth voice. And here it goes, like this. Hey, ye, hi, o, oo, hey, ye, hi, o, oo. See what's happening there? There's not too much breath coming ahead of it, and it's not just hitting too hard. And this is the way that is popular in a lot of mid-Atlantic style singing, a lot of musical singing. It's also very popular in RP speech and, you know, like proper English speaking. So it's a nice way to begin starting every word or beginning starting your sentence. So it's not too airy and flat, and it's not too hard and punchy either. So it's just right. And this is going to smooth your voice out immensely. So practice doing this, the A, E, I, O, U. You can do it every day. Start with the breathy, with almost like a H at the beginning. Hey, he, hi, ho, ho. And then practice it with the glottal stop. A, E, I, O, U. And then try and find the nice blend in the middle. A, E, I, O, U. And then practice that as like an exercise a few times, and then throughout the day, see if you can start to incorporate that into your daily speech. Now, if you've seen any other videos on the vocal placement, then you can start aiming that placement at different, you know, up the nose or to the gum ridge behind the teeth, or, you know, different parts of your mouth. It's up to you, depends what you want to do with it. But that's just a really cool little exercise that you can practice in order to create a smoother sounding voice, and one that's easier to recognize and listen to. Okay, so there you go, you've got some work to do. My name's Darren McStay, this is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com, and until the next time, look after your voice.